This is U.S. Political Daily Scan, Sunday, August 16, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. The biggest current fights are over the limits of presidential power, whether the White House can keep building a ballroom without Congress, and whether the administration can change election procedures before the midterms. Congress has moved closer to avoiding an October shutdown, while several important August elections are about to test campaigns and voting systems in different states. Headline 1, Debate Spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom work continue before an August 21 deadline. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court on Friday, August 14, to let construction continue on a planned $400 million White House ballroom while its appeal goes forward. A divided federal appeals court had ruled that Congress had not approved the project and ordered above-ground work stopped. Chief Justice John Roberts set Tuesday, August 18, for the preservation groups challenging the project to respond. The appeals court ruling is due to take effect August 21, unless the Supreme Court steps in. What to watch? First, watch for the challenger's response on August 18. Then watch whether the Supreme Court acts before the August 21 effective date of the D.C. Circuit decision. Headline 2. Mail voting parts of the president's election order remain blocked as Supreme Court request awaits action. Key parts of President Trump's March election order remain blocked by lower federal courts. The administration has asked the Supreme Court to pause those restrictions, but the court's docket, checked August 16, shows no order yet. The latest lower court ruling, issued August 11 in Boston, again barred the administration from using the Postal Service to carry out parts of the plan for the 2026 election. What to watch? The next major development is a Supreme Court order on the emergency request. The underlying lawsuit will continue even if the court decides only whether the policy can operate during the appeal. Headline 3. Senate passes a funding extension, but the House still must act before October 1. The Senate voted 90-6 early Saturday to pass a temporary funding bill that would generally keep federal agencies operating at current levels through December 11. The House has not passed the Senate version, and both chambers are in their August recess. The current funding deadline is September 30. What to watch? Watch the House leadership's plans when members return in September. The key question is whether the House will take up the Senate bill soon enough to avoid another funding fight before September 30. Headline 4. Extra 50% duties on listed Canadian goods are scheduled to begin Tuesday. An additional 50% import duty on specific Canadian goods is scheduled to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday, August 19. The Dairy Proclamation covers goods listed in its annex, rather than all imports from Canada. Separate White House actions announced at the same time cover other selected Canadian goods, including categories tied to motor vehicles and alcohol. What to watch? Watch for customs guidance, product-specific questions from importers, and any Canadian response. The proclamation also allows later changes to the tariff schedule. Headline 5. California's 14th District chooses a new House member on Tuesday. Voters in California's 14th Congressional District will hold a special general election on Tuesday, August 18th, to fill the House vacancy left by Eric Swalwell's resignation. The district is entirely in Alameda County. State-certified primary results show Democrat Aisha Wahab and Republican Wendy Huang advanced to the special general election. What to watch? Polls close at 8 p.m. Pacific on August 18. The first count will not necessarily settle the race because California continues processing eligible mailed and provisional ballots after Election Day. Headline 6. Alaska's primary on Tuesday will set the field for its ranked choice November election. Alaska holds its statewide primary on Tuesday, August 18. Under the state's system, the four candidates receiving the most votes in each race generally advance to the November 3 general election, where voters rank candidates in order of preference. Election officials say polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Alaska time, with first unofficial results expected after 9 p.m. What to watch? Watch which candidates finish in the top four and whether any close races need days of absentee, early vote, and question ballot counting. The state lists August 31st as its target certification date.
Headline 7. South Carolina Senate runoff
enters its final stretch after Russell Fry backs Darlene Graham. U.S. Representative Russell Fry endorsed interim Senator Darlene Graham on Friday in South Carolina's Republican Senate runoff. Graham and U.S. Representative Ralph Norman face each other on August 25, after neither won a majority in the August 11th special primary. The Republican winner will face Democrat Annie Andrews in the November 3rd general election for the seat left open by the death of Senator Lindsey Graham. What to watch? The concrete next decision point is the August 25 runoff. Watch turnout, late endorsements, and whether either candidate makes a clear argument that reaches beyond the party's core primary voters before the November election. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom work continue before an August 21st deadline. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about presidential power, Congress's control of public property, and court oversight. Debate spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom work continue before an August 21st deadline. Let's stick to this presidential power, Congress's control of public property, and court oversight story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on presidential power, Congress's control of public property, and court oversight. I hear that cost worry. But look at what's already happening here. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court on Friday, August 14th, to let construction continue on a planned $400 million White House ballroom while its appeal goes.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. This is about more than a building. The case tests who gets the final say over major changes to federally owned public property. The president acting on executive authority, or Congress through its spending and oversight powers.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This is about more than a building. The case tests who gets the final say over major changes to federally owned public property. The president acting on executive authority, or Congress through its spending and oversight powers.
Fair point on scale. But sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular presidential power, Congress's control of public property, and court oversight plant too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates, so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program. It's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Open my ballot, enter your zip code or address, and research real candidates and measures with sources you can check yourself. Always confirm final details with your local election office. Now, back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that. Staying on this same plan, I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this presidential power, Congress's control of public property, and court oversight story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. First, watch for the challenger's response on August 18th. Then, watch whether the Supreme Court acts before the August 21st, effective date of the D.C. Circuit decision. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.